strategy number four is the big gun of getting to what it is that they're really looking to accomplish. And I don't use it first because if I haven't used it, then I've still got it in reserve and I can always come back and use it later. And it works better if it's not the first thing out of your mouth. You're priming the pump with these three initial ways. If you've got somebody who's not quite there yet, now we're going to bring up the big gun. And this is a question called the R factor question, which is the relationship factor question. And what we're going to do with this one, and this is one of the few things that I teach that I actually recommend that you learn how to do it word for word. But the R factor question is one that is worth getting to know very, very well. And the R factor question begins with, so now we've said all the work that I do is custom work, so why don't you tell me a little bit about what it is that you're trying to accomplish and where we want to go from here? And, they're still kind of, I don't really know. I guess I'm looking for, better rates. I don't want things to go down and blah, 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 blah. And they're just being very general, very reflexive, surface-type questions that you're sitting there thinking to yourself, okay, I'm not getting anywhere here. So now, boom, let me bring out the big gun. And the big gun's the R factor type question. So now we're going to give them something very specific that we would like them to think about in a specific context and see if we can guide their unconscious mind to a little bit more of a significant, deeper, more profound response. So the R factor question is, if we were to begin to work together, what would have to have happened for us to be sitting here a year from today? And that's the only part that's not really super important, the time frame. It can be 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, whatever seems like it's appropriate in the conversation. But with financial advisors, clients are pretty conditioned to believe that once a year is kind of the amount of time that you should be getting together to review. So I typically do it for a year, but have to have happened so we could be sitting back here 90 days from today. And for you to look back and think to yourself that this has been an absolutely wonderful investment of my time, my energy, and my assets. And see what he says. So I'll do the question without all of the sidebars in there. If we were to begin working together, what would have to have happened for us to be sitting back here in this office a year from today, reviewing the success of our account in our first year together, for you to look back and think to yourself, this has been an absolutely wonderful investment of my time, my energy, and my assets. And then boom, see where they go. And it may take them a little while to think about that, because that's a question that in all likelihood they've never heard before. And it's getting them to think on a much deeper level, not that surface level of, I want better returns on my mutual funds. This is a deeper level, and it's a deeper level about the relationship and working together. And if you look back at that question, you'll see there's an awful lot going on there. The first thing is, if we were to begin working together, and that's actually a unconscious mental technique to get their critical mind not to get too defensive, not to put the shields up. This is to do the exact opposite. you know, we're asking a hypothetical question, so it's not a real question, it's a hypothetical question that we're just looking to get some information. So it actually, rather than saying we're about to do battle, it's telling the unconscious mind, no reason to get alarmed. We're just asking a hypothetical question here. So we're doing that down. So if we were to begin working together, what would have to have happened? Now, that's grammatically a little bit awkward, but it's worth doing it just that way, because actually what you're asking them to do, that's called the future perfect tense, and you're asking them to project themselves out in the future and really encode this as though it's a memory. So even though we're starting off by saying, hey, just a hypothetical question, you know, no big deal, we're also unconsciously communicating to them, hey, but while you're thinking about this, do me a favor, encode it as a memory, not as a dream. So if we were to begin to work together, what would have to have happened for us to be sitting here a year from today, reviewing the success of our account? So now we're planting the seeds that we are working together and that we're working together successfully, and for you to look back and think, this has been an absolutely wonderful investment in my time, my energy, and my assets. So in essence, what we're doing is projecting them out into the future and asking them to build their mental happiness cake or their mental financial dream home or their, you know, their sky castle, whatever you want to call it. And then we're asking them for the recipe or for the blueprints, so we know exactly where it is to go that they want to go. And you may, the people sometimes need to think about this for a little bit, because it's, you know, it's a different question, and it's one that they've never been asked before. So it's asking them to go deeper than anybody's ever asked them to go. But if you position it forth, as we've been talking about, then you've kind of warmed them up enough that you'll get another big lot of responses. You know, typically another quarter to another third of our overall group. So we started with 10 to 12. Then when challenged, we added another 5 to 10. Then with the ultimate value proposition, we got in another third. Here we're going to get another quarter to a third. So we're up to about 80% of the people, you know, that we have now roped in.